who are joining. We know for a woman to leave her house is one of the most hardest things. But they are leaving. They have come out also to learn some directions. So he told him that you go straight, you turn right, you turn left, you turn straight, and you get lost. Now if somebody give you directions like that, how are you going to reach your destination? So the directions you must know. But knowing the directions alone is not enough. Then you have to practice on them. That is the amal, which comes also mashati, there must be water, all those things must be done, the carpenter, everything. The house is complete now. But till the tiling is not done, you don't go and enter the house. And you can stay in the house if the tiling is not done. You can stay in the house if there are no carpets, but you're not staying. So and if you stay in a house in which there are no carpets, no tiling is done, etc. When we do the finishing, then we will see what enjoyment we get. Like that house without the finishing, you're staying, it's fulfilling your need. Everything is done, but you're not getting enjoyment. When all the finishing is done, what enjoyment you get. So this is that effort. So for that, mashallah, all the brothers who have joined, all the students who have come, and the enjoyment of the heart, when we see our students, what work they are doing. So all the brothers got an opportunity. And as Haji Abu Bakr also stressed, it wasn't only their family, but the whole town has taken part. And the whole, all this whole line, right through from Kiskindra, from Leslie, right through to Pit Ratif, all the brothers are taking part, isn't it? That atmosphere and that environment at that time. When you are coming for Maghrib Namaz, and before that we are walking, or after Maghrib, if you have to leave the haram, that beautiful environment, that serenity, that coolness, it is something out of this world. And Allah blesses a person. So Hazrat reminds himself, reminds us, and the Stevens and all these places, Maulana Nomani Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, or Pit Ratif, all the people will remember him. He used to say this in a very nice way. He said, the bar, it's written in red, B-A-R. Usually in red, bright color. And in Urdu, in Gujarati also, we say bar. Stay out. But everyone is just going there. And so there, so that, all these things of this dunya, bhala jaane kya jaam o meena ya alam, tera kaif e khush khiram e Medina. What is the inside quality of that person who knows what is Medina and is enjoying and appreciating Medina? Not a person who is just going, gone there like on a tour. But I'm also, don't shout and read. Read it softly. Read with respect and with great adab. And when you are at Rauza Mubarak, even much more respect you should have. So keep that also in mind. That is very important to go and get the benefits. Otherwise, lene ko ge, dene ke ho ge. We went and collect and we lost out and we had to pay. Other things, a person is singing, he's getting enjoyment. All, but Medina should give us that, just the thought of Medina. Just that, yeah, how Hazrat has taken us to Medina, the mornings of Medina, it should give us great enjoyment. And each one should check ourselves, do I get any enjoyment in taking the name of Medina? In thinking about Medina, that would be hayyun fi qabrihi. He's alive in his qabr. And man zarani ba'da wafati fakannama zarani fi hayati. A person who visits me after I've left the world is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. So what an honor for us. And in fact, ulama have written, and there were those great ashiqeen and lovers, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my salams. As if we got no connection. He's going there. What's it going to cost to give salams? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, should become very angry and upset with those murids of his. When Hazrat was staying in Medina Sharif, right at the door of Rauza-e Mubarak, very close.
Ala Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarak rabbana wa ta'alayta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma habbib ilayna
al-rahim. Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in am humul khaliqun. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the kuffar of Makkah, mainly the Quraysh, did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, in Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala asks, exhorting them in Ka'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has put it within every person to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah has given us enough proof all around us that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of us and of everything. And also Allah Ta'ala has sent the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to inform us. Balla yuqi nubuwat, and who must not get nubuwat. Am humul musaytirun, ya wahi daroga hai, or are they like dictators that they control everything and that they can decide who must get nubuwat and they can decide who to falsify and deny whose nubuwat. In other words, nothing is in the hands, something like that. Of course, they do not have anything like that. Am lahul banatu walakumul banun, kya unki yahan betiya hai, aur tumhare hai yahan bete. Or this other claim that they used to make that Allah has got daughters. That is, the angels, malaika, the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. And for themselves, they
be presidents, prime ministers, all very rich men, the men, the he man, all those things will mean nothing to us. A person who gets the message of Medina in his heart, he will just be lost in Durood Sharif. He will be lost in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All these things of this dunya, all our cars, when he reaches there, then you found there is no water. And when you look forward, nights there, and you can carry on walking till where the horizon you see. The horizon, it looks like the sky and the earth are meeting. But you can walk your whole life and 10 more lives. You can walk the whole world round 20 times. But you'll never find that this within him, that person will have the enjoyment of this world also and the akhirat also. The our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also told me that always before bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to understand the value of sunnat, I'll give one example. And they should sit for long times in that scoop of theirs, and they should clean the rice. Now separate the stones, put them one side. All the grass, take it out, throw it out. Then pure, clean rice used to be there. In those days where there were weddings, almost 1 week, 2 weeks, the people should gather at the wedding house cleaning rice. Because they paid the price of the sunnat for us. Because we were attached with sunnats. We had connection with sunnats. Allah paid the price of sunnats for us. And sunnats are most beloved to Allah. And the sunnats Allah looks after. And who practices on sunnats, Allah looks after them also. But when nobody separated, the rice and the stones, military force, every person brings sunnat alive in his life. Hey, when we eat, eat according to sunnat. When we sleep, sleep according to our life, everything. And it's not difficult. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written a beautiful kitab, small pocket size kitab. Piyari Nabi ki piyari sunnate. Beautiful sunnats. Going by, there's 100 copies of Piyari Nabi ki piyari sunnate. Give it out to friends. There are such, mashallah, of our friends who have printed one sunnat on a card. Like before going to toilet, the dua to be read. Then they give it out to their friends. Put it there and to be read. Before eating the dua. After eating. Before entering the house. And with your sunglasses on your forehead, on top of your head. Those things don't pull Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat tilawat in the house. Namaz is in the house. Faraz namaz for man with jamaat in the masjid. Unless we got a shari'i excuse. The namaz is in the house. Ta'aleem in the house. Wallah, if we are sincere to ourselves and we want Allah, their teeth are properly, no false teeth, no implants, no other type of teeth, natural teeth. They don't need an orthodontist. We are very happy and proud. My daughter is an optometrist. She graduated as an optometrist. And these people living in the villages in third world countries, they didn't even hear the word optometry. That high heel shoes. And they wear that old torn sapats. And they find comfort in that. Or they kick off their shoes and they just sprawl on the bed. And they did tired. They can't do a thing. Their children are crying by them. They can't do a thing for their children. They are so exhausted. Is that what is called life? And if you go to a village, even the non-Muslims, peace got chain and sukoon. And the more you bring all these frills and trills and thrummings and all these things in your life, your chain and your sukoon from inside. And the sign, our buzurg, Allah give them great, great reward. They have said that the signs, that a person has got some wealth inside him, that outside he's not understood deadlines, and he has understood priorities, and he has prioritized my preparation for akhirat is the most important in my life. Not just things of this dunya that is going to be left behind. He is more prepared, more worried about the preparation for akhirat. So this is when that lifestyle, and all this has come to us in the sadqah of Nabi. So where will you find peace of mind? You will be all the time, and the many, many men who are suffering from suspicion that my wife has got affairs with other women, with other men. That man's life is Jahannam in this world. And there are so many people, you looking for beauty, you inviting trouble. You'll have endless restless nights. You won't have, what will be fine? What will you have? Tea, coffee, Nescafe, Milo. He counted 10 things. So he said, tea will be okay. So he said, with milk or without milk? So he said, with milk. So he said, what kind of milk? Cow milk, goat milk, powder milk. 10 things he counted. So he said, one time whatever, cow milk. So he asked, which cow? The Afrikaner, the of his command. Others, somebody loves people because of his ihsan. Somebody did favors to you. For example, you felt so ill and you were hospitalized for six months. You had no earning, no income. And your telephone account is running up. Your house were rent.